USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm now heading toward the coast of North Carolina. It's expected to be near Bermuda by the weekend. The former hurricane still packing maximum sustained winds near 60 miles per hour. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane yesterday. As of this morning, there are over 100,000 power outages statewide. The Biden administration mobilizing 1,500 federal personnel to help area residents who were in the path of the hurricane. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents. This lifeguard talked about red flags being up at Jones Beach, Robert Moses, and Hither Hills State Parks because of rough surf conditions.
All that water coming in has got to go out somewhere, which is going to cause your rip currents. We're just not going to risk people's safety in these conditions. They can take a day or two off.
Officials say the swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. Yesterday, there was flooding at the Jones Beach beachfront and water made for unpassable areas at Robert Moses and Hither Hills. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Photographs show Beals storming the Capitol and climbing scaffolding to get into the building on January 6th of 2021. He was part of a group that physically overpowered officers in the Senate wing. This is USA News.
The smarter way to bring your boy, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
A bar in Milwaukee offering free drinks when Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season. Rodgers spent 18 years as the Green Bay Packers quarterback, but the owners of Jack's American Pub are not exactly rooting for their former quarterback. Fans hoping for free booze have to be present for the entire game. Rodgers must start, and the Jets and Packers can't be playing at the same time. Equalizer 3 looking to open with a bang in its first weekend in theaters. The third entry in Denzel Washington's action trilogy expected to make between $33 and $40 million over the Labor Day weekend. SpaceX getting ready for another Falcon 9 rocket launch. Daniel Martindale has a preview.
There will be too much daylight to see this one across the West Coast. The launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base is scheduled for 7:26 a.m., more than an hour after sunrise. A backup launch window is available at the same time tomorrow. The payload is satellites again, but this time not Starlink satellites. The satellites belong to the Space Development Agency called Tranche Zero.
A Nebraska man has been pulled over by police for driving with a large bull in the passenger seat of his Ford sedan. Officers in Norfolk, Nebraska pulled over Lee Meyer on Wednesday for having a longhorn bull riding shotgun in his car. The car was customized so the bull, named Howdy Doody, could poke his horns out the windshield. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.